USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Rick Grenell, the former acting director of national intelligence and ambassador to Germany, said on Newsmax Monday he hopes that when Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin testify this week before Congress, they are ready to answer very specific questions about the Biden administration's decision to close the Bagram airfield long before the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan.
Military leaders are saying, wait a minute, that's not what we briefed. And the political people inside the White House are saying, well, that's exactly what they briefed. And so we need senators and we need people in Washington, D.C. to zero in on this. Who's right? Who's telling the truth and who's lying?
Two people were killed in Philadelphia on Saturday, pushing the city's total number of homicide victims this year past 400, a milestone that has only been surpassed once since 2007. This is USA Radio News.
The Giza Dream Sheets are the perfect companion to a MyPillow, the best thing you'll ever put on your bed. Call 1-800-951-8175. Ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special you get, by the way, by using my promo code USA. You can go online also to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. You can save up to 66% on anything in the MyPillow website. Check it out. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Bingo lovers, you have to try Bingo Treasure, the bingo game you play anywhere. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com from your smartphone, your tablet, or your computer and play Bingo Treasure for free. Play one card, play more. Work your way through the maze of bingo fun. Bingo Treasure is bingo at the next level. Go right now to BingoRadioUSA.com for your free account and free play. Join the bingo revolution. It's free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com.
Border Patrol agents are mad and upset that leadership is throwing them under the bus, a top official with the agency's union told Fox News in Del Rio, Texas. National Border Patrol Council Vice President John Anfinson tells Fox News.
The agents feel like at all levels of management, from CBP to DHS to the White House, that they've been thrown under the bus because no investigation has been completed, yet you're hearing the president say these people will pay. The secretary echoed those sentiments, and then Friday, of course, CBP's commissioner basically said the same thing. So agents are upset.
Images of Border Patrol agents on horseback pursuing Haitian migrants went viral, with erroneous accusations that the officials were whipping the immigrants. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a measure Monday that makes vote-by-mail permanent in California, coming after the tactic was used in 2020 and was left in place during this month's recall election. The Democrat governor issued a statement as he signed Assembly Bill 37. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, has asked Attorney General Merrick Garland to explain why prosecutors dropped a series of cases connected with the Justice Department's clampdown on Chinese espionage. In July, federal prosecutors filed motions to dismiss charges against six Chinese researchers who had been accused of hiding their ties to Chinese institutions or the Chinese military. Tim Berg with an update on the Brian Laundrie search.
Police are scaling back the search for Brian Laundrie in a southwest Florida nature preserve. Northport police spokesman John Taylor telling media outlets the FBI is taking the lead in the hunt for Gabby Petito's fiance, adding the search will be targeted based on intelligence. Dog the Bounty Hunter also searching for Laundrie.
We have a special hotline, 833-CALL-DOG, and we've gotten over 1,000 leads. So we've really, Francie and I really started this 2 days ago. So we're going through all those leads, right? It's incredible. Pictures of him here, there. We're going through all those leads right now. I would say within 48 hours, we probably will have a location where we start the tracking at.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.